Caution. This podcast is designed for mature audiences. We delve into topics surrounding sexuality and intimate relationships in a candid and open manner. Please note that we are not licensed marriage or sex therapists, and the content shared here is intended solely for entertainment and informational purposes. If you are under 18 years old or prefer not to engage in explicit discussions about sex, relationships, or mature language, we advise against proceeding further. However, if you're of legal age and comfortable with such content, feel free to settle in, grab a beverage, and enjoy this episode. Just remember, time flies when you're having fun. Oh, and the stories you're about to hear are true. The names have been changed to protect the guilty.
Welcome to Beyond Monogamy, where every episode is a journey of discovery, liberation, and endless possibility. Join your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine, as they peel back the layers of convention, inviting you into a world where passion knows no boundaries. Beyond Monogamy, a podcast that transcends the traditional norms of relationships to uncover the raw, unfiltered stories about the lifestyle. And now, your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine.
It's just me. One last time. Welcome to Beyond Monogamy, the podcast. I am Janet Valentine. The professor's not going to be here because he's got family stuff. Barbie Triple E is not going to be here because she's got stuff going on. And Roger, well, he's AWOL, you know, he's going to be out doing his thing. So it's just me. This is a first for me. I've never done a podcast by myself on my own. But I think it's kind of fitting because I needed to talk to you all about a change, all you flies on the wall, a change that's coming. The feedback that I've gotten from people about the podcast is the name of the podcast makes it really difficult for someone to have it in their regular feed as something that they listen to, because it says, it hits you in the mouth with what we really talk about, which is Beyond Monogamy. We thought we would call it Beyond Monogamy so all the crawlers and SEO people would find it, but that hasn't been the case. And I think that it's been difficult for people to reach us. One, because the URL is so long. The URL to find us is beyondmonogamypodcast.com. And you got to spell out monogamy correctly. And so it takes a while to type all that stuff out. And then that's something that you don't want to have in your browser. Because if you have that in your browser and cookies and somebody happens to go through your computer the next day, they'll see that you were on this website, Beyond Monogamy. And why would you be on that website, Beyond Monogamy? So we've decided to make a change to all you flies on the wall. We're going to move forward and try to improve the podcast. And one of the ways that we're going to improve the podcast is to rename it. The name of the new podcast, and this was suggested by a listener. Thank you very much, Joe, listener. The name of the new podcast is going to be Ellis Adventures. Now, we spell Ellis, E-L-L-I-S, Ellis Adventures. That's a nice fancy word for if you shorten out Ellis and do the initials, it's capital L, capital S. That stands for lifestyle. So L, S, lifestyle, adventures. That's the meaning behind that secret word. So we all are going to have a secret. And so you can have on your browser and you can have on your podcast feed Ellis, E-L-L-I-S, adventures. And that's going to show up. And hopefully the picture will be something that's pretty discreet. It's not going to have sexy lips and a hot microphone and fire and all that other good stuff. It's going to have probably something very generic. So that the only way that you're going to understand exactly what this podcast is for is if you start listening to it. And you get past the first disclaimer. We will have the standard disclaimer about that we are going to be talking about adult topics. Those things will be in there. The URL where you can contact us is going to change. Instead of writing out beyondmonogamypodcast.com, all you have to do is write ellisadventures.com. That's ELLISADVENTURES.com. Ellis Adventures. Pretty simple, pretty discreet. That's going to take you to our new website. Now, if you just happen to go to beyondmonogamypodcast.com, we're going to try and point it forward to the URL of ellisadventures.com. There will be a place for you to still reach out and contact Roger. His email still stays the same, which is spitroastwithus@gmail.com. That's Roger's. And my email is still thejanetvalentine@gmail.com. There will be a spot on that website, the new website, for you to contact us, send me a note, send Roger a note. There will be a spot on that website for you to leave a tip for Mandingo, because Mandingo does not get paid very much at all for this. The only person who's paying him is me. I'm paying him because I understand he puts in a lot of work. He hasn't gotten very many tips from people. And I know that he is just helping us get the message out because he believes in a lot of the stuff that we talk about. Plus, he's such a pervert. He likes to listen to the stuff that we talk about. So it's all good. You will still be able to tip Mandingo, the producer. There'll be a spot for you to do that. And then I'm sure he'll come up with some more bells and whistles. Now, will you be able to get the old episodes? Well, we don't know. Maybe you'll get the old episodes of Beyond Monogamy podcast.com. Maybe not. I think moving forward, what we'll be able to do, so there's not such a demand on the people who are talking on the podcast all the time, is we will be grabbing some old episodes way back in the archives from first year and second year. You know, we've been doing this 2.5 years, the first year and the second year, and we will be republishing those on the new website. They'll be encore episodes from the archives episodes. I don't know exactly how we're going to set them up and market it, but you'll be able to listen to them. Those episodes will especially come up if in our new conversations, we refer to something that was said in the past on the podcast. Then what we'll try to do is resurrect that podcast. There's a couple of really funny, good podcasts that we hate to see go away. I know once something's out on the internet, it never goes away, but these ones are going to be a little bit harder to find and we want to help you find them. So looking forward on the new website, ellisadventures.com, we will begin to post our new episodes. This particular episode, I'm pretty sure is going to go on, will be the last one for beyondmonogamypodcast.com. And then the next one that we record, the new one, will be on ellisadventures.com.
Some people follow the rules. Others rewrite them. If you've been listening, you already know Beyond Monogamy was never the destination. It was the door. And now, Janet and Roger are opening it wider than ever. Welcome to Ellis Adventures, a place where curiosity leads, boundaries blur, and the conversations go exactly where most won't. No labels, no judgment, just real stories from people living life their way. And if you know, you know. EllisAdventures.com is coming soon. Discover the podcast, explore the lifestyle, and decide for yourself what's possible. Ellis Adventures. Play outside the lines.
But I was kind of hoping that Barbie would make it to this podcast because I wanted to talk about something a little bit more serious. A lot of times we sit there and talk about and tell our tales of the lifestyle. And most recently, I've been struggling with whether or not I should retire completely from the lifestyle. I mean, I've been in this lifestyle for 15 to 20 years. It has been a fun, fun time. But I now struggle with, as I get older, is somebody going to still want to play around with me? As I get older, my fantasies have changed. Things that I have wanted to do, I've either done and figured out that I really didn't want to do them, or I've done and been satisfied, scratched that itch and been done, or I just really don't fantasize as much anymore. And I don't know if that means, I think I'm afraid I'm getting normal. I have for the last 20 years embraced my sexuality and embraced my openness and embraced the fact that I can still deeply love my husband, which I do, and yet fuck around with a whole bunch of other guys and women. I have learned to have a lot of good sex with women. I've learned to love women. I don't want to marry them. I don't want to get into palimony, but I have some really good friends that I deeply love that I also play around with. So they are truly friends with benefits. And I have male friends with benefits and I have female friends with benefits. Everyone on this podcast, I consider to be friends with benefits. Barbie, Steve the professor, and Roger. And yes, I will be heading Steve's way soon to have a reunion party with some of the characters that we've talked about before. And I will come out of retirement for that. But I think that worry, like I said, that I'm becoming normal. I'm not the black sheep anymore. I'm just the little lady walking down the street that really doesn't play around it that much anymore, that has sex once a week. If I have sex once a week, and I'm okay with that, I worry that I have defined myself by how many ticks on the side of the bed that I have, how many people that I've done it with, how many places I've done it with, when was the last time I had sex? Is that me? Am I only defined by Janet, the adventurous lifestyle swinger, the one that everybody wants to come to the party, the one that lots of people like to play with? I don't need to be the belle of the ball. It's always fun when somebody else is the belle of the ball and I get to watch from the sidelines. But the one that's comfortable with it, the one that when she has to tell her family members, because she's being blackmailed, she has to tell her family members exactly what it is she's doing, they all gasp. But I'm not going to be doing those things anymore. Will they stop gasping? Who am I? Am I just going to be another old lady walking down the street? Or maybe I can define myself by the person who gets on this podcast every week and talks to the flies on the wall, all of you who are dipping your toes in the water, wanting to have fun, giving you advice, listening to your stories, not judging, talking to you about the tips and tricks of how to play in the lifestyle and have a good time and not go crazy and not break up with your significant other. How to handle the jealousy moments, how to face some of those other things. This has been such a therapeutic podcast for me. And I think it's only fitting that on the day that we are going to switch it over, my other three compadres were unable to make it. And I had to ask myself, all right, well, let's just talk to the flies on the wall. So I'm talking to you all. I don't know how many of you all are out there. If you have a question, if you want to talk to me on this, come on the podcast and talk to me. It's easy to do. I just need your email. I can keep you anonymous. We can bring you up on the show. We don't do this live so that if you say something that's outs you or incorrect, you don't want us to post it. Mandingo is a great editor and fantastic. He does a fantastic production job. We can fix it. So if any of you guys are out there that just wants to talk to me, it's not really a call-in show. You can just, you know, send me a note, send me an email. There'll be a way to do it on, there's currently a way to do it on the old website, which is beyondmonogamypodcast.com. Or you can send me a note on the new one, which is ellisadventures.com. Ellis, E-L-L-I-S, adventures.com. Hopefully you'll be able to keep it out a little sooner, be able to find it a little quicker, and hopefully be able to listen to us more. As I think about it, I don't think I'm ever going to completely retire from the lifestyle. I imagine myself when I'm 85, 90 years old, maybe I'll be at a nursing home and making my way through everybody in the nursing home or the senior center. Gosh, that would be fun. Teaching them all how to use coconut oil. Teaching them all the joy of toys, which I still use once a week or so. I just, things are different. Things are changing. And I'm not so wild anymore. And I think I'm okay with not being wild anymore. I do want to thank you guys, any of you who have listened to it, especially if you listened to me rant and rave for the last 10 or 15 minutes, 20 minutes I'm coming up into. I appreciate it. I appreciate your reaching out if you send us a note out here. And if you pass this on to somebody else who you know who's in the lifestyle, who maybe needs to hear stuff or has questions about stuff, wants to talk about how to get into it, maybe you want to talk about how to get out of it. Because I know that Barbie has, and I know I'm starting to get out of it. Reach out to us. Talk to me. I will see you guys next week. It may be just me talking. It'll probably be me and some of my friends that'll come back. If you want to be one of those friends that talks live, just reach out to me. And I do want to thank you for the last 2.5 years of therapy and allowing me to tell you the secrets that I haven't been able to tell very many people, only my little crew in the lifestyle. And now the flies on the wall. You guys know all of my secrets. And I'm trying to be completely honest with you about my life's changes. And one of them is, I think I'm a little afraid of not being wild anymore. And I'm wondering, just wondering, if my wonderful husband Fabio is going to love me if he's the only one that I'm doing. Because I know he fell in love with me during the lifestyle. And I sure hope he's going to love me when I exit out of the lifestyle. Thanks for everybody who's listening, you flies on the wall. And I hope that you go to the next URL, the next website, next podcast, and that you come again and come again and come again.
That's it for this episode of Beyond Monogamy. We hope you enjoyed our podcast.